popular ESPN sports presentation. State tournament action on the ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 is brought to you by Tom's Dinsdale Automotive, Family Physical Therapy, and Bob Sass Flowers.
Redirecting traffic, gets it over to Sancho, the ball stolen away, Sokolowski. Sokolowski ahead of the pack, goes in for the jump stop, lays it up and scores.
Today, it's like coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Bob DeBenny Sports Center in Lincoln. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Between the legs, Brooke Kissinger over to Rouse. Rouse to the baseline to Standler. Standler inside Stewart. She's deep, but she can't get the shot. Kicks it out. Jamie Kissinger, left corner three. No good. Offensive rebound. Gets into the hands of Kissinger. She'll put it up and in. Jamie now with eight.
Six programs will hoist the state title trophy today. And you can hear every game right here on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Bob DeBenny Sports Center in Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning. Welcome back to the Bob DeBenny Sports Center here in Lincoln today, Championship Saturday. Got five games to go, one game down, facing St. Cecilia, losing in the Class C2 state championship ball game. A game just completed here. Crompton wins over St. Cecilia by a score of 43-31. We've got the D2 championship game coming up next between Osmond and Wynot. Osmond coming in, a record of 19 wins and 2 losses on the season. They have beaten Deschler, and they knocked out Falls City Sacred Heart yesterday. Falls City Sacred Heart, the number one seeded team in Class D2, beat them by a score of 51-28. So Deschler and Falls City Sacred Heart have been the victims so far for the Osmond Tigers. They'll take on Wynot. The Blue Devils come in a record of 24 wins and 4 losses on the season. They beat Giltner on Thursday night by a score of 80-53, and they knocked out Lindsay Holy Family yesterday by a score of 43-40. Wynot making their sixth appearance here in the girls state high school basketball tournament. They were here last year. In fact, they won the state title a year ago. In fact, they're the two-time defending state champions, winning in both 2011 and 2012. They also won the title in 2005. Osmond, they are making their fourth appearance here in the state tournament. They have never won a state championship ball game. So the starting lineups today for Wynot: Maggie Schulte, a six-footer, a junior, averaging 13.8 points per ball game. Erica Burbach is a 5 foot 8-inch senior, averaging 5.6 points a game. Samantha Weisler, a 5 foot 8-inch senior, averaging 7 points per game. Kelsey Higgins getting a start today, a 5 foot 7-inch senior, averaging 7.5 points per ball game. Your starters for the Osmond Tigers today: Allison Schmidt, a 5 foot 7-inch senior. Brianna Coombe is a 5 foot 4-inch senior. Also Laura Crone, a 5 foot 7-inch senior. She's averaging 15 points per ball game. Carissa Gutz is a 6 foot senior, averaging 13.6 points per ball game. And Paige Schutler, a 5 foot 11-inch senior, averaging 5.5 points per ball game. Osmond, a team that comes in here averaging 56 points per ball game on offense, giving up just 37.2 on the defensive end. Wynot is averaging 60.5 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 38.6 on the defensive end. Osmond going to be the home team on the scoreboard today. They'll be dressed in their whites, trimmed and lettered in the orange. The Wynot Blue Devils will be dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the black. And Wynot controls the opening tip as the Blue Devils will shoot to our basket to our left. Wynot and Osmond today, the Class D2 state championship game here on ESPN Radio. We've got the remaining five games right here on ESPN. This is Ashley Heine with the ball, as Osmond's going to be starting off with a man-to-man defense, driving the ball down to the baseline. There's a little short jumper. It's up there and in. So Wynot getting a little short jumper there as Samantha Weisler gets the first field goal of the ball game for the Blue Devils. So it's 2-0. Wynot's got the lead. Osmond brings the ball back the other way as Coombe drives down the lane, and she'll be fouled in the play. Brianna Coombe is averaging 11.1 points per ball game. Drives her right down the lane there for Osmond and draws the personal foul on the Wynot Blue Devils. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Maggie Schulte. That's going to be her first foul. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brianna Coombe for the Osmond Tigers, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She's now 0 out of 4 from the free throw line here in this state tournament so far. She scored 4 and 11 points in the two ball games thus far. Here comes the next shot. It is up there as good, so she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2 to 1 is the score. Class D2 state championship game today here on ESPN Radio. 2 to 1. Wynot's got the lead as the Blue Devils come back in their offensive zone here on the near sideline. That's Erica Burback with the ball. Gets it out here in the 3-point territory as they try to attack this zone defense now for Osmond. Dribbling with the basketball there is going to be Erica Burback. Gets it over to Weisler. Now down on the baseline, driving. There's a shot up there, no good by Heine. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by Allison Schmidt for the Osmond Tigers as they come back the other way. There's a Laurel Crone with the ball. Goes on the high post to Gooch. Now down low. A shot is up and in. Driving for the hole and scoring there was Allison Schmidt. Got her down on the baseline, and she scores. Osmond has now got a 3-2 lead over the Wynot Blue Devils here in the Class D2 state championship game. Good defense. Schulte's got the ball right at the free throw line. Dumps it down low on the baseline. That's Kelsey Higgins with the ball. Kelsey Higgins tries to drive it to the hole and loses the ball out of bounds. It was tipped out of her hands there by Paige Schutler of the Osmond Tigers. So Wynot will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ashley Heine with the ball. Gets it in deep in a corner on the right side. Dribbling toward the goal. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Weisler. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Osmond running back the other way. That's Coombe with the ball as she comes over here in the 3-point territory. Crone will bring it into the offensive zone. Over here to Gooch. She dribbles the ball to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. There's a Gooch sitting a jumper there for Osmond. And the Tigers go out on top by a score of 5-2 here in the ball game. Wynot got the ball back in their offensive zone. Ashley Heine dribbles down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Weisler on the far sideline. Top of the key, Burbach has got it now. Weisler back out to Burbach. Osmond, a very good defensive team, giving up only 37 points per ball game. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Higgins, and the rebound comes down here to Osmond. Running back the other way has come, and she takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Brianna Coombe scoring there. She takes it all the way coast to coast there, and it's a 7-2 ball game. And now Wynot wants to call a timeout. An early timeout here in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Osmond comes out of the gates. They have a 7-2 lead over Wynot. You're listening to the Class D2 state championship game on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And we're back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Championship Saturday. One game already on books as Crompton repeats as state champions in Class C2. They win their fifth title overall as Crompton knocked off Easting St. Cecilia today, 43-31. We're in the Class D2 state championship game right now as Osmond's got the lead over Wynot. 7-2 is the score. Osmond now coming out. They're going to stay in their zone defense. Out on top, this is Erica Burbach with the ball. Burbach dribbling with her left hand, comes across the top. Bounce pass goes over to Heine, down in the high post there to Schulte, and she's fouled in the play. They got it to Maggie Schulte right at the free throw line, and she's hammered on the play. Personal foul whistle there on Osmond. It's going to be Wynot inbounding the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Crone picks up the personal foul for Osmond. That's going to be her first team foul called on the Tigers. Dribbling the ball is Weisler to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Samantha Weisler now hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points, 7-4 is the score. Osmond is out on top of the Blue Devils of Wynot here today. Crone has got the ball, and she brings it into the offensive zone, gets away, dribbles it down the lane. Nice dish down to the baseline. There's a little short jumper. It's up and in. Getting the bucket there is Carissa Gooch. He is knocked down in the play, but no foul down there. But Carissa Gooch gets her second field goal of the ball game. 9-4 is the score. Now Osmond has got the lead. The Tigers looking for their first ever state championship here in girls basketball. They've got the lead here in the first quarter. Heine has got the ball on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Burbach. Down on the baseline. with the basketball is going to be Higgins. She drives it toward the goal. It's actually partially deflected. And the ball is brought down by Schutler. Now she has problems with it down here. And a timeout's called. She's down on the hardwood. She covers things up down here in the baseline. And the head coach for Osmond over there calls the timeout from the bench for the Tigers to save the possession. So a good heads-up play there by head coach Michael Brown. We've got a timeout, 4:13 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Osmond 9, why not 4?
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Championship Saturday here on ESPN Radio. 9-4 is the score. Osmond has got the lead over Wynot in this Class D2 championship game. Now some pressure here by Wynot in backcourt. Osmond breaks it easily as they come up the floor, and there's a shot by Gutz in the lane. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It is loose in the lane. Now a foul's going to be called. Devin Jacobs got the rebound there for Wynot, but she is hammered on the arm. And Gutz picks up the personal foul for Osmond. That's going to be her first foul, team foul number 2 on the Tigers. 4 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 9-4 is the score. Osmond has got a 5-point lead. Here comes Wynot back with the basketball. They really hammered Giltner in the opening round of this state tournament on Thursday night, 80-53. They picked up a win yesterday over Lindsay Holy Family in the semifinals. There's Ashley Heine with the ball, dribbles it to the wing on the right side. Hoopstein has got it now. Back out on top, Heine. Heine brings it back over here to Zoe Hymus, who's into the ball game, or rather Hines. He dribbles the ball down the right side of the lane. The ball's going to be tipped away. Cumb's got to come back the other way. She loses control of the ball. A scramble is on. Down on the baseline. It's finally picked up by Wynot. On the baseline, Hines has got it. Outlet pass comes to the far sideline. Here come the Blue Devils running back the other way, all the way to the baseline. That's a Hoopstein with the ball. Hoopstein sends it inside. There's a shot taken by Megan Cook, and she is called for the traveling violation. Megan Cook kind of covered up underneath the basket there. She's called for the happy feet down there. It's going to be a turnover on Wynot. That's going to be the third turnover on the Blue Devils so far in the ball game. One turnover on Osmond. Osmond has hit 4 out of their first 5 shots here in the ball game. Wynot just 2 out of 5. We are in the first quarter of the Class D2 state championship ball game. 9-4 is the score. Got the Class A championship game coming up next here on ESPN Radio. So a big day of high school sports at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Crone has got the ball in the lane, kicks it out here. Gutz from the top of the key, 3-pointer, good. And Gutz is knocked down into play for the second time. This time they call the personal foul. So Carissa Gutz knocks down a 3-pointer from the top of the key, and she is fouled into play here. So a chance at a 4-point play by Carissa Gutz out of Osmond. The Tigers now out on top by a score of 12-4 here in the ball game. As Carissa Gutz will go to the free throw line, she's fouled into play there by Kelsey Higgins. Higgins gets hit with her first personal foul. This could be a big one here as Carissa Gutz will go to the free throw line for a possible 4-point play right here. Gutz is 4 out of 4 on free throws, making 5 out of 5 as that one goes down through the hole. So Gutz is perfect from the free throw line here during the state tournament. And it's now a 13-4 ball game. Osmond out on top looking for their first ever state championship. Looking good so far. Here comes Wynot back in their offensive zone. That's Hoopstein with the ball. Out on top now to Burbach. Burbach left-handed dribble down the left side of the lane. It's going to be tipped and it's going to be taken away. Schmidt has got it back the other way, and she's going to be hit on the play. Her shot is up there. It is no good, no foul called. And the rebound comes down here to Hoopstein. Hoopstein has got it now for Wynot down the right sideline. Comes into the offensive zone, stops here on the wing. Out here in three-point territory to Samantha Weisler. Weisler gets it out to Burbach. She'll set things up for Wynot. Dribbling with the ball out here. Now stops. She's in trouble. Goes to the wing on the right side. The ball over there is Samantha Weisler. Back out to Burbach. We're down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Rainbow pass down in the corner. Hoopstein throws up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Osmond on the baseline. Gutz has got the ball. Gutz gets it away now to Crone into the forecourt. Laurel Crone dribbles the ball out of the lane. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball down to Schluter down there. The ball is intercepted. Burbach has got it. That's going to be the first turnover on Osmond here in the basketball game. Or check that, the second turnover on Osmond. Here comes Wynot back with the basketball. That's inside. It's going to be deflected, but a foul is going to be called. trying to pound it inside to Kelsey Higgins, who has had a couple of good ball games during the state tournament so far, scoring 24 points. A personal foul is going to be whistled here on Osmond. It's going to go on Schultler. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number three on Osmond. Why not? We'll play things in. 13-4 is the score. Osmond is out on top. Why not? Got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Burbach out here in three-point territory. Osmond still stays in that zone defense here. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Ashley Heine dribbling the ball. Top of the key. Takes it to the free throw line. In trouble. Throws it back out here to Burbach. Burbach at the top of the key. Now to Higgins. Takes it down on the baseline. Now to Heine. Her shot is up there from three. Good. Ashley Heine nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Pulls Wynot to within 6 points now at 13-7. Here's Crone. She comes back the other way, down the lane, all the way to the baseline. Her shot is up and in. Laurel Crone takes it coast-to-coast there for Osmond as she scores down here on the baseline underneath the hole for the Tigers. 15-7 is the score now. Osmond out on top. Here's Wynot. Here's the top of the key. A jumper thrown up there by Burbach. That one won't go. Rebound comes down offensively. Wiesler's got it. Sends it back out on top to Burbach. Now right side. His shot is up there by Heine. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's finally recovered by Osmond, and the foul is called. Crone got the rebound there for Osmond. She's heading back the other way, but a personal foul is called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Samantha Wiesler. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number, three on the Blue Devils here in this first half of play. 15-7 is the score. Basketball today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale. Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island, featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. 15-7 is the score. Osmond has got the lead. Tigers have the ball. Top of the key, Crone has got it. She comes across the top now to Gooch. Takes off, spins, goes to the baseline, puts up a shot, no good, and she can be fouled in the play. Gooch has done a job so far here in the first quarter. She's got 8 of the points for Osmond. Now she'll go back to the free throw line here for the Tigers as she is fouled in the play. Carissa Gooch has had games of 12 and 15 points so far during the state tournament. 12 points against Deschler the other night. Had 15 points in the semifinal game yesterday. 1 out of 1 from the free throw line today. And her first shot up there is going to be off of the right side. No good. She was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line on Thursday and Friday here in the state tournament. As Carissa Gooch will have another one. 15-7 is the score. Osmond out on top by 8. There's the next one that's up there. It's going to be good. Gooch hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Osmond now with a 16-7 lead over Wynot in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Top of the key, Ashley Heine has got the ball. Comes across the top as Burbach with it now. Erica Burbach lobs the ball inside, going for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. They get it inside to Maggie Schulte. Schulte averaging 13.8 points per ball game, and she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for the first time today. Maggie Schulte is really most of the offense for Wynot, or a big portion of it here. She's had games of 15 and 8 points during the state tournament so far. This will be her first free throw of the day as Schulte throws it up there, and the shot is good. She is now 11 out of 12 on free throws during the state tournament. 16-8 is the score. Why not? Is trailing by 8 points. Osmond jumped on this ball club early. The Tigers have looked good so far here in this first quarter of play. Next shot by Schulte is in the air. It is up there. That one rattles out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Osmond. Here come the Tigers back the other way. Crone on the run down the far sideline. Crone brings it into the offensive zone, spins left side of the lane, goes for the basket, her shot is up there, it's no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books in the Class D2 state championship ball game today here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. After one quarter, Osmond has the lead. It's the Osmond Tigers 16, the Wynot Blue Devils 8. You're listening to high school basketball today on ESPN Radio.
Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today. Rebates and financing subject to credit approval.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project You fill it up, and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mike Lowe back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. State basketball coverage today provided by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Osmond 6 out of 8 in the first quarter from the field, 75%. They knocked down their only three-pointer. Meanwhile, why not 3 out of 9, 33%. They were 1 out of 3 on threes. Driving down the left side of the lane. There's a ball deflected. It's going to be picked up by Wynot. Running back the other way. Here's Burbach. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down to Wynot. Running comes down to Osmond. That's Gooch with the ball. Gooch now to Krohn. Nice pass left side. Driving is going to be Cummer. Shot no good. Ball tapped around. It goes out of bounds. And let's see what officials say. They're going to point Wynot's way. That was Laurel Krohn who was down there on the baseline trying to grab the ball for Osmond. It goes out of bounds. So it's going to be the Wynot Blue Devils coming back the other way. Omaha Central has won the Class A consolation game today. Yeah, they're still playing consolation games. 65-57, Omaha Central knocks off Millard West for that consolation game today in Class A. Here's Wynot. Turnaround jumper is up there right side of the lane. It's down through the hole. Maggie Schulte scoring there for Wynot. She's now got 3 points in the ball game. Osmond 16, Wynot 10. A Class D2 state championship game today here on ESPN Radio. Ball got away, deflected on the far sideline. And it's going to be Osmond coming back the other way. Brianna Cumb has got the ball now for Osmond as she comes into the offensive zone. Man-to-man defense here for the Wynot Blue Devils. Here's a shot taken by Gooch. It's up there and good again. Carissa Gooch, she's had a sensational first half. She's already got 11 points in the ball game here for Osmond. He's had games of 12 and 15 points so far in the state tournament. Off to a great start today, already in double figures. Osmond leading 18 to 10. There's a pass inside. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Wynot's ball. That was Cum down there. She knocks the ball away from Maggie Schulte. It's going to be Wynot playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ashley Heine will bring things in. Here comes Shelby Hoogstein into the ball game now. And also Zoe Himes. Why not deep? They can go 10, 12 players. We saw that the other night in the ball game against Giltner. There's a pass out on top to Hoogstein. She's got it here for Why Not. Flips it out here to Heine. We got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to be a personal foul whistle on Osmond underneath the basket. It's going to go on Carissa Gooch. That's the second foul on Gooch. She's the girl with 11 points in the ball game thus far. She's got two fouls here. And now let's see what Osmond wants to do here. Gooch is going to come out of the ball game. And coming in is going to be Krista Stukrath. Also coming into the ball game is going to be Devin Jacobs now for Wynot. So now we'll see what Osmond can do here. They've got an 8-point lead, 18 to 10, but their leading scorer now on the bench with a couple of personal fouls here in this first half of play. Wynot's got the ball. Hoogstein has got it. Out on top now to Heine. Gets it inside. That's Schulte. Back outside for a three. A shot is up and in. Zoe Himes getting the three-pointer there from the right side, and it's now an 18-13 ball game in favor of Osmond. There's a short baseline jumper from the left side. It's going to be no good. That shot taken there by Schlutler for Osmond, and the rebound comes down to Wynot running back the other way on the far sideline. Three-pointer. That one is off of the mark. No good by Hoogstein, and the rebound comes down to Stukrath. Down for the Tigers. Stukrath gets the ball into the hands of Kroon, and she'll come back the other way now. For Osmond, right-handed dribble, waist high as she brings it into the offensive zone. Feeds it over there to a Schlutler. Free throw line extended to the left side. Out on top, now to Schmidt. Schmidt's pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there. Coming back with the basketball is going to be Schulte. She drives down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count a traveling violation. Maggie Schulte whistled for the extra step there right about the free throw line. She was on her final descent toward the basket there. The fourth turnover on Wynot here in the ball game. And now we've got another timeout. Timeout on the floor with 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score. Osmond 18, Wynot 13.
The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas.
Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, 6 state championship games on tap for you today. The first one already in books is Crofton wins in Class C2 over Hastings St. Cecilia, 43-31. State basketball tournament coverage brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Cadillac, and Hallmark Trailers. That's Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island and DinsdaleAuto.com. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 18-13. Osmond with a 5-point lead. They had an 8-point advantage after the first quarter. It's 16-8. The Tigers have the ball. Now it's going to be Wynot applying some pressure back here. Krohn brings the ball back into the forecourt here. Krohn dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Goes over to Stukrath. Stukrath, free throw line extended left side. Gets it out to Krohn. She holds the ball. Wynot in their man-to-man defense. There's Cum dribbling behind her back. And now feeds it inside. It's going to be off of the fingertips out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Wynot's Zoe Hymus. So it's going to be Osmond playing the ball in here on the near sideline. Krohn will get it inbounded here. 18-13. Osmond has got the lead over Wynot in girls high school basketball here this morning. There's a Stukrath with the ball. Moves it down to a Cum down here in the baseline. Cum in trouble. Looking. Finally gets rid of it now. Driving the baseline down there. It's going to be Krohn. Nice pass to the left side. It's up and in. Paige Schutler scoring there for Osmond. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Osmond out on top now by 7, 20-13 is the score. Here's a Wynot coming back the other way as they work against his zone defense of Osmond. The ball is going to be kicked over there on the far sideline. Kicked out of bounds by the Tigers. Over there defensively was Allison Schmidt. Coming into the ball game now is going to be Kelsey Higgins. She's going to check in. Devin Jacobs will check out for Wynot. Blue Devils will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Ashley Heine will play things in right in front of the Osmond bench. Comes out here to a Burbach out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles to the top of the key. Her pass deflected here on the near sideline. It's safe from going out of bounds. Coming back to the ball is going to be Krohn back the other way for the Tigers. Drives, shoots, and scores, and she's fouling the play. So Wynot turns the ball over right in front of us here on the near sideline. Krohn gets the field goal at the other end for Osmond. Now she'll go to the free throw line, and she is fouling the play. So Krohn has now got 4 points in the ball game, and she'll go to the free throw line and try to tack on one more. And her shot is up there. It's off with a mark and around the rim and down to the hole. Bounced around there and finally decided to ring the gong at the bottom of the hole there. 23-13. Osmond has got the lead now over the Wynot Blue Devils. Wynot's got the ball. Here's a Weasler. Her pass down the right side of the lane. It's going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds. Last touch by Higgins, I think, down there in the baseline. Just got a little pinky on it there as it goes sailing through her fingertips out of bounds. And now Wynot wants to call a timeout. Wynot wants to call a timeout. We got 4 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Class D2 state championship game today. Osmond 23, Wynot 13. You're listening to high school basketball today on ESPN Radio.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyway, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Mike Will back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln today. Championship Saturday. Our girls state basketball coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you. And by Bob Sass Flowers. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. One game in the books. Crofton knocking off Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C2 state championship game today. 43-31. In Omaha Central wins the Class A consolation game over Millard West by a score of 65-57. Our next game up will be the Class A state championship game between Lincoln Southeast and Bellevue West. That one will go at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, right here on ESPN Radio. Osmond with a lead here over Wynot, 23-13, their biggest lead of the ball game. There's a Stukrath with the ball. She's being pressured on the far sideline. The ball is knocked loose. It's into the backcourt. The race is on. It is picked up here by Heine. She loses control of the ball. And then a foul is going to be called back here. It's going to go on Heine. Fighting for that loose ball down there with Osmond's Krista Stukrath. Heine picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Wynot. So the next foul will send Osmond to the free throw line. Tigers will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Wynot will pressure back here. Bringing the ball up for the Osmond Tigers is going to be Laurel Crone as she hustles into the forecourt here for the Tigers. Over here to Come, and she fakes. Now she drives the ball in the basket. Her shot no good, but she's going to be fouling the play. And she goes tumbling down underneath the basket there for the Tigers. Head of a play by Samantha Weisler of Wynot. That's going to be Weisler's second. So Brianna Come will go to the free throw line. She's got 3 points in the ball game so far, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line today. She'll have 2 shots here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Brianna Come now with 4 points in the ball game, checking in. Now for Wynot is going to be Zoe Hymus. Hymus checks in there. Here comes the next shot at the free throw line by Brianna Come. It's up there, and the shot good. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today by Come. She got 5 points in the ball game. Osmond out to a 12-point lead now at 25-13. Just by the 4-minute mark here in quarter number 2 from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Down on the baseline is going to be Kelsey Higgins with the ball. Higgins holds it, dribbles down the baseline. Her shot is up there from 10 feet away. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Heine is going to be no good, but she is knocked down and the foul is going to be called. Actually, Heine getting the loose ball there and an attempted shot, but she was hammered on the play. She'll go to the free throw line. So Heine goes to the line. She's got 3 points in the ball game so far and a three-pointer. Last foul went on Schmidt. Allison Schmidt of Osmond. The shot is up there. It's going to be good by Heine. She is now 4 out of 5 on free throws here during the state tournament. Wynot with wins over Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family during this trek to the state championship game. Ashley Heine will have one more. It's up there. That one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and rolls down through the hole. She got 5 points in the ball game, and the Osmond lead is now 10 points at 25-15. Osmond looking for their first ever state championship in girls basketball today. There's a passing lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Schulte. A turnover on Osmond. Schulte gets the ball now to a Weisler. She drives. Her layup is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Osmond. Fighting for the ball is Schmidt. She dribbles out of there now. Allison Schmidt dribbling away into the forecourt. Goes over to Come. Brianna Come back outside. Crone fakes the three. Dribbles down the lane. Shot is up there. Good. Oh, Crone backs one home. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Osmond out on top by 12 points again at 27-15. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Schulte going for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Schulte posts it up right side of the lane. The eye of the ball, and Schulte spins toward the baseline and puts it up off of the glass and down through the hole. 27-17. It's a 10-point lead here for Osmond. Tigers come back with the ball. Here's a Crone. Right-handed dribble. Waist high. Brings it into the offensive zone. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to a Stukrath. Bounce pass down low. Commerson is up there no good, and she's fouling the play as she goes tumbling down under the hole. So Brianna Come again will go to the free throw line here for Osmond. Come has got 5 points in the ball game already. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ashley Heine picks up the personal foul for Wynot. That's going to be her second. So Brianna Come to the free throw line here for the Osmond Lady Tigers. 19-2 on the season. They lost to Wynot earlier this year, 54-42. Their other loss was to Ponca, 54-45. So Wynot's already got one win over the Osmond Tigers this season. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. She is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Brianna Come had 4 points against Deschler the other night. Had 11 points yesterday in the big semifinal win over top-seeded Fall City Sacred Hearts. Here comes the next shot by Brianna Come. It's up there and in. Osmond knocking down their free throws here today. The Tigers are now 8 out of 10 from the charity stripe, 29-17. Again, it matches their biggest lead of the ball game at 12 points here. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Here's Schulte down the lane. He's stripped of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Come. Brianna Come racing back the other way. Drives for the layup. Her shot good. Brianna Come scores again for Osmond. He's got 9 points in the ball game. The Tigers have opened up their biggest lead of the ball game now in 14 points at 31-17 with 2:15 to play here in the second quarter. Heine has got the ball. Heine gets it out here to Hoogstein. Hoogstein back out to Ashley Heine. Dribbles the ball to the top of the key. Now drives the ball down the right side of the lane. The ball stripped away. Jump ball is going to be called. Laurel Krohn got her hands in there and tied up. Ashley Heine was driving the ball down the right side of the lane toward the goal. Jump ball is called. The all-knitting possession will go to Wynot. They will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Ashley Heine playing it in. Out here at the top of the key to Schulte. Dribbles once. Now dumps the ball down low. That's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to take it down to Devin Jacobs down low. They threw it too far. A turnover on Wynot. That's going to be the eighth turnover on the Blue Devils here in this first half of play. So Osmond will play things in. Coming into the ball game now for Wynot is going to be Danielle Wiesler. And checking out is going to be Ashley Heine. So Wynot will inbound. Actually, Wynot's going to be back here in the defensive zone applying pressure. Osmond will play things in as a Paige Schutler will get it in now to the near sideline to Krohn, and she'll bring things up. Down the near sideline against Jenna Heine, who's into the ball game now. The ball's poked away. It's loose on the near sideline. It goes out of bounds and a turnover on Osmond. The Tigers turn the ball away. And for Osmond, that's going to be turnover number 5 on them here in the first half. Here comes Wynot back the other direction. It's a 14-point lead for Osmond, 31-17 to score. Jenna Heine with the ball out here on the wing on the right side. Top of the key, Wiesler has got it. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. Dishes down on the baseline. There's a shot up there. No good by Heine. Ball is loose. It's saved. It's going out of bounds. Nice save by Stukrath. Gets it to a Schutler now for Osmond. As they work with it here in backcourt, back to a Stukrath. She has to get rid of the ball. She does. Here comes Krohn as she races her back the other way for the Tigers. Got Allison Schmidt, who's back into the ball game. Outside to Krohn. Out here in three-point territory. Two-handed pass. Goes over to Schutler. Free throw line extended left side. Schutler dribbles once. Back out to Stukrath in three-point territory. That's Laurel Krohn with the ball now. She directs some traffic out here. Krohn dribbling with the ball against his man-to-man defense. Stukrath has got it. Free throw line extended right side. Stukrath, top of the key, now to Schutler. Schutler to the far sideline, a three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Cum. And the rebound comes down here to a Wynot. The Blue Devils have the ball back the other way. Dribbling with it is going to be a Wiesler. She goes all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there at him. Samantha Wiesler gets her third field goal in the ball game. She's got 6 points. Wynot back to within 12, 31-19. They're approaching the 30-second mark here of the second quarter. Osmond has got the ball. Brianna Cum has got it into three-point territory. Rainbow pass to the far side to Krohn. Her three-pointer is put up there at him. Laurel Krohn knocks down a three-pointer from right in front of the Wynot bench. 34-19 is the score. It's a 15-point lead. Back the other way. A shot is up and in by Devin Jacobs, and she's fouling the play. So they got the ball to Jacobs down low. She powers her way to the goal and gets the field goal to go down. And she is hacked to the arm. She'll have a chance to add one here at the stripe. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Devin Jacobs. The foul went on Schutler of Osmond. That's going to be her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 7 on the Tigers. We got 14.3 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 34-21 the score. Osmond has got the lead over Wynot. Devin Jacobs to the free throw line, trying to tack on one more here for the Blue Devils. Eyes the bucket, throws it up there. It's on a rope and right down through the hole. Devin Jacobs gets the free throw to go down to a 3-point play there. That makes the score 34-22. Osmond with a 12-point lead here in the Class D2 state championship game today from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Osmond will inbound the ball. Wynot will apply some pressure back here. They get it into a Krohn. Grabs the ball. Now she's double-teamed. Krohn dribbles out of there. Krohn down the center portion of the floor here. And there's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds. And it's lost out of bounds. Trying to take it down to Schmidt down there in the baseline. And they lost it out of bounds. Nobody touched it there for Wynot. So it's going to be the Blue Devils coming back the other way. Ashley Heine comes back into the ball game. Going out will be Danielle Wiesler. 34-22. We got 5.4 seconds to play here in this second quarter. Now Wynot will have to come to the length of the floor to try to get one final shot away. Inbound the ball here to Schulte. Schulte gets the ball to Heine. Her long-range jumper is up there. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Cum, and that's the end of the first half of play. The Class D2 state championship ball game today here on ESPN Radio is Osmond. An impressive first half there for the Tigers. They've got the lead over the Blue Devils of Wynot High School. The score at the break, it's Osmond 34, Why not 22? You're listening to the Class D2 State Championship game today here on ESPN Radio.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, Championship Saturday today here on ESPN Radio. Six state championship games on tap for you. First one already in the books today as Crofton won the Class C2 state championship game as they down Hastings St. Cecilia 43-31. That game was tied up at 15 points apiece at halftime, and Crofton goes on to beat St. Cecilia today by a score of 43-31. So Crofton back-to-back state champions in Class C2. They win their fifth championship overall. Crofton claims the first crown here today over Hastings St. Cecilia in the Class C2 game, 43-31. Osmond has got the lead here over Why Not in this Class D2 state championship game. Osmond jumped out to a 16-8 lead after their first quarter. They've got a 12-point advantage here at halftime, 34-22. The scoring so far in the ball game for Osmond, they're being led by Carissa Gooch. She has got 11 points in the ball game. Gooch has knocked down 1 3-pointer. She's got 3 2-point field goals. She is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, but she's also got a couple of personal fouls here at halftime. But did not play the final couple of minutes for Osmond there in the second quarter. So Carissa Gooch is leading the way. She's got 11. Laurel Crone has come on. She's hit for 10 points in the ball game. She's got 1 3-pointer. She's got 3 2-point field goals. And the Crone is actually 1 out of 1 from the free throw line here in the first half. She's got 10 points. Brianna Cum, she's got 9 points. Cum has got a couple of field goals, and she is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. 9 points for Brianna. Other scores for Osmond. Allison Schmidt has knocked down a field goal. She has got 2 points. Paige Schutler has got a field goal and 2 points here for Osmond. The Tigers are 8 out of 10 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Why Not 4 out of 5 from the stripe here in the first two quarters. They're being led by Samantha Weisler. She's got 6 points in the ball game. Weisler has got 3 2-point field goals for her 6. The other scorers, Maggie Schulte, has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Ashley Heine, she has knocked down a 3-pointer, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Zoe Hymus, she has got a 3-pointer for 3 points in the ball game. Devin Jacobs also with 3 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Shooting numbers here in the first half of play. Osmond is hitting 12 out of 17 from the field. They are 70.6%. Not too shabby there for the Tigers. Why Not send only 8 out of their first 20 shots? They're hitting at a clip of about 40% or so. Osmond 2 out of 2 from 3-point range. Why Not is 2 out of 6 for 33%. Free throws again. Osmond 8 out of 10 from the line for 80%. Why Not's also hitting 80%. They are 4 out of 5 from the line. Osmond's got 11 rebounds here in the first half. 7 for Why Not. Turnovers, we've got Osmond with 7. We've got Why Not with 9. The Tigers have 2 block shots and 5 steals in the ball game. Why Not has got no block shots and 5 steals. So we're at halftime of the Class D2 state championship game today here on ESPN Radio. The score at the break, it is Osmond leading Wynot by a score of 34-22. We'll have more right after this.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
All right, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. We're at halftime of the Class D2 state championship game today. Osmond has got the lead over Wynot by a score of 34-22. Here's what's coming up today here at the Sports Center. And of course, right here on ESPN Radio, the Class A state championship game is coming up next. It'll be a good matchup today. Lincoln Southeast and Bellevue West. One of the teams was a preseason number one pick. The other team was the number one team at the end of the regular season. So Lincoln Southeast and Bellevue West will play in the state championship ball game at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Lincoln Southeast beating Millard West in the semifinals yesterday, 67-48. That was Bellevue West beating Omaha Central, 53-50. That'll be followed up by the Class C1 state title game. That will pit Kearney Catholic up against Pierce. Kearney Catholic, the Stars, winners over Wahoo yesterday, 65-33. Pierce knocked off Shadron last night by a score of 52-34. That game coming up at 4:30 this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. And we'll also have that one on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. Class C2, we told you earlier that Crofton won the state championship for the second year in a row. Their fifth title overall as they beat Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 43-31. That broke a 14-game winning streak for St. Cecilia. The Class D1 game will be at 8:30 tonight. That will pit St. Mary's up against Pender. Pender, a 52-48 winner over Emerson Hubbard in the semifinals yesterday. St. Mary's surprised the number one seeded team, Guardian Angels Central Catholic, last night, 58-52. So St. Mary's will play Pender in the Class D1 state championship ball game at 8:30 tonight. And the Class D2 game is going on right now between Osmond and Wynot. Osmond has got the lead over Wynot here at the break by a score of 34-22. All the consolation games in each class also going on throughout the city of Lincoln today. One game has already been completed. That was a Class A consolation game that tipped off at 10 o'clock this morning out at Lincoln East, and it was Omaha Central knocking off Millard West today by a score of 65-57. Those consolation games just kind of sprinkled in throughout the afternoon at the various gyms throughout the city of Lincoln. So we're at halftime here in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Osmond got out to a good lead early. They're back 16-8 after the first quarter of play. They kept the pressure on in the second quarter. Tigers have played well. They've got the 12-point lead at the break by a score of 34-22. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Big or small, Tom Dinsdale's got them all. For example, the plush comfort of the 2013 Chevy Avalanche in a beautiful blue topaz metallic finish and 20-inch chrome wheels will make you almost forget you're driving a tough truck with V8 Vortec power and a heavy-duty trailering package. Tom Dinsdale's price is nearly $4,000 below list, plus it's eligible for another $2,000 rebate. Test drive stock number 95950 today.
rebates and financing subject to credit approval. The folks at Bob Sass Flowers know spring is right around the corner. They know it because it's girls' state basketball, and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor and to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, shop the oohs and ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
All right, back here at the Sports Center, Class D2 State Championship game today for girls high school basketball. At the break, 34-22, Osmond has got the lead here today. Our girls state tournament coverage brought to you in part by the folks at Bob Sass Flowers. And they know that spring is right around the corner. They know because it's girls state tournament time and the beautiful merchandise that Dave and Amy ordered from the Vegas market is arriving daily. They're working hard to get it out on the floor to help you with your home decor and gift-giving ideas. Experience the fabulous new spring designs at Bob Sass Flowers. And for even more of the sights, smells, and colors of spring, you can shop the oohs and ahs in the lower level at Bob Sass Flowers here at 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings. So 34-22, the score. Osmond has got the lead here in this state championship ball game. Osmond hitting 70% of their field goals in the first half. You kind of like their chances if you're going to hit it at a clip of 70%. 12 out of 17 from the field. Why not 8 out of 20 for 40%? Osmond has hit both of their three-pointers in the ball game. Why not just 2 out of 6? So we're ready to go the second half here. The Class D2 State Championship game. Osmond will have the opening possession. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left here in this second half of play. And why not stay with their man-to-man defense? There's a Cum with the ball. Brianna Cum on the wing on the right side. Dribbles behind her back over there. Can't penetrate inside against Heine. Now throws the ball inside to Crone across the lane. It's shot up and in. Paige Schutler. Paige Schutler scores on the assist from Laurel Crone. It's now a 36-22 ball game. A big 14-point lead here for the Osmond Lady Tigers. Down in the corner is Ashley Heine with the ball. Brings it out here in the three-point territory to Schulte. Back down to Heine, and a foul is going to be called. A foul go on Carissa Goltz, or Gooch. That's going to be her third. That's going to be the fourth foul, they say, on Carissa Gooch. So four fouls on Carissa Gooch, and that's not good news there for Osmond. And she's their leading scorer. They're not playing a whole lot there in the second quarter. He's in foul trouble. Now picks up an early one here. Carissa Gooch with four personal fouls for the Osmond Tigers. Schulte throws the ball down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper up and in. A three-pointer from the corner. Ashley Heine hits her second tray of this ball game, and bam, just like that. The 11-point ball game, 36-25. Osmond has got the lead. Now their leading scorer on the bench. There's a Crone with the ball. Crone now to Schutler here on the near side. Top of the key. Allison Schmidt has got the ball. Allison Schmidt over here to Brianna Cum, looking to penetrate inside against Heine. Spins, now drives it down the left side of the lane. Shot to be blocked, and a foul is called. So a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on, why not? It's going to go on Maggie Schulte. That's going to be your second. They go to the free throw line again. It's going to be Brianna Cum for Osmond. She's got 9 points in the basketball game, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line here in the ball game. Now 5-4-9 from the line during the state tournament. She'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there and in. So Osmond hits a free throw there. They're now 9 out of 11 from the charity stripe here in this ball game today. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. Hits a couple of free throws. Osmond got on top by 13 points, 38-25. Just underway here in the second half in this Class D2 state championship ball game. Pass goes inside, spinning, putting up a shot, up and in. Kelsey Higgins scoring there. She posted up right side of the lane and got the field goal. And now here's Osmond turning the ball over in backcourt as Paige Schutler dribbled the ball in the end line. So Osmond turns the ball away. That's their eighth turnover of the ball game. That's going to be Wynot inbounding the ball from underneath their own basket. Schulte gets it in to Higgins. Higgins out here to Burbach. Inside is Schulte, back down in the corner to Higgins. Here's a Schulte with the ball again out here in 3 points. Troy drives the ball into the basket and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound, and she is hammered on the play. Maggie Schulte gets her offensive board there. Goes back up, and all kinds of Tigers hanging all over her. Personal foul is going to be called on Allison Schmidt. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. Schulte to the free throw line. Maggie puts it up there, and the shot is good. Two out of three from the free throw line today. 12 out of 14 for the girls' state tournament so far. She's got 6 points in the ball game as Maggie Schulte will have one more shot here. She had 15 points the other night in their big win over Giltner. Next shot is up there. It's in. Why not beat Giltner in the first round of the state tournament, 80-53, and came back with a win over Lindsay Holy Family in the semifinals yesterday, 43-40 in a good ball game down at Pershing. 38-29. This is as close as Wynot's been for a while. 9 points. Osmond has got the ball. There's Crone dribbling down the lane. Stops there. Has to get rid of it. She does. Out here to Stukrath. Stukrath now to Crone. Man-to-man defense here from Wynot. Schutler has got the ball on the wing on the left side. Brings it out to the top of the key on the dribble. Hands it away to Schmidt. Schmidt now to Crone. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer and hits it. Laurel Crone hits a 10-foot jumper off of the left side of the lane. She's got 11 points in the ball game. It is 40-29. Osmond has got an 11-point lead. There's a pass deflected by Crone. It's into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Ashley Heine for Wynot. She chases it into the backcourt to retrieve the ball. That is Schulte out here in three-point territory. Maggie Schulte dribbles the ball. Throws it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper. It's up there and in. A three-pointer from the corner. Erica Burbach scoring on a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. 40-32 now. It's an 8-point lead for the Tigers. We're down to 5 minutes to go. They're in the third quarter in the Class D2 state championship game. Laurel Crone has got the ball. Spins at the elbow, right side of the lane. Now a jump ball is going to be called as she loses track of the ball, and she was tied up in the play. Down there for Wynot was Kelsey Higgins fighting for the ball. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Wynot, and that's going to be a turnover on Osmond, their ninth of the ball game. 40-32 is the score. Osmond now with an 8-point lead, and Wynot has got the basketball. There's Ashley Heine. She'll bring things up, gets into the hands now of Maggie Schulte. As the Wynot fans behind us on their feet now. Down in the corner, Burbach has got the ball out to Schulte. Fakes the three. Here's a pass deflected. It's on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Wynot basketball. Over there for Osmond was Brianna Cum. Burbach will inbound the ball here for Wynot. Down to 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Schulte with the ball. Burbach has got it down the far sideline. Brings it out to Weisler. Top of the key. Dribbles the ball down the lane. Her shot is off of the glass and doomed good. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Schmidt. She's tied up in the play. She is knocked down. And now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers. So Osmond will come back the other way. High school basketball today here on ESPN Radio. 1550 KICS and Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney. We're at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. This is the second game of six today on Championship Saturday. Crofton winning the Class C2 crown earlier today over Hastings St. Cecilia. Osmond has got the lead here, 40-32 over Wynot. There's a long-range three from Cronus up there. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Wynot ball. And now the Osmond fans thought maybe that one was tipped. The officials say no, and it'll be Wynot playing things in here in the backcourt. Heine runs her back into the offensive zone, gets it now to Maggie Schulte. Schulte dribbling with the ball around his screen, dribbles into the free throw line, the ball knocked loose. Schulte picks her back up. Schulte gets the ball to Burbach over there on the far sideline. Burbach, two-handed pass, comes out on top, down to Samantha Weisler. Weisler takes it to the top of the three-point arc, down to Heine in the corner. Now to Higgins, and a foul is going to be called. Higgins on the low block right side. Trying to get rid of the ball, and she is hit on the play, and a foul is called here on Osmond. That's going to be their fourth team foul here in the second half of play, so no free throws. Wynot will play things in. Crone picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Wynot will play things in. Higgins has got the ball deep in the right corner. Bounce pass goes to Schulte. Turnaround jumper on the low block. It's no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. A foul is going to go on Osmond again. Nope, it's going to go on Wynot. Personal foul is called here on Wynot, so it'll be Osmond inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Osmond has got the lead, 40-32, here in the Class D2 state championship ball game. Samantha Weisler picked up the personal foul there for Wynot. That's going to be her third. So So Osmond back with the ball under the forecourt. Here's Brianna Cum with the ball at the top of the key. Goes to the free throw line. The ball is going to be knocked loose from Crone. Now the scramble is on. Two players at the deck. And a foul is called. Nope, a jump ball is called. Jump ball is called there. And this time it'll be why not bringing the ball back the other way. 3:23 to play in the third quarter in this Class D2 state championship ball game. Coming into the ball game now for why not is going to be Devin Jacobs. Jacobs comes in. Samantha Weisler checks out. Also into the ball game now for why not is going to be Shelby Hoekstein. And going out is going to be Erica Burbach. 40-32 is the score. Osmond has got the lead. The Tigers led by 12 at halftime, 34-22. Why not has sliced that lead down to 8 points now. And here's a illegal screen set up top. A personal foul is going to be called here. The girl just checked in there, Devin Jacobs. She picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on why not. So the team fouls are now even here in the second half of play. Here comes Osmond back with the basketball. Crone has got it now. Waist-high dribble as she brings it into the offensive zone. Works out there against Hoekstein. Dribbles the ball in the paint. Crone puts it up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is going to be brought down by Jacobs as she rips the ball out of there. Down to Schulte down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Schulte on the dribble. Throws it down in the corner. Long-range three-pointer put up there. Off of the mark. No good by Hine. Rebound comes out long to Crone. Back the other way for Osmond. Crone brings it back. Powers his way to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good and she's fouling the play. It didn't look pretty. But Laurel Crone got the field goal to go down through the hole as she throws it up there and it flops right down to the cylinder. And she is fouling the play. That gives Osmond a 10-point lead again. And Crone will go to the free throw line and she is fouling the play by Hoekstein. That's going to be her first. So Laurel Crone goes to the free throw line. She's had a good game today. She's got 14 points in the ball game. And so total mark here. She is 11 out of 16 on free throws here during the state tournament this far. Crone with games of 18 and 14 points in the two contests. The shot is up there, is good. She's got 15 so far today. We're still in the third quarter. Osmond back out on top by 11 points here in the ball game. 43-32. Why not got the ball? Maggie Schulte has got it. Schulte now to Burbach. Burbach dribbling with the ball. That's Erica Burbach. Takes it to the top of the 3-point. Inside now to Schulte. Her shot is up there, no good. The ball tipped out. Jacobs has got it. She goes back up, shot, no good. Rebound Jacobs. Follow shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. So Devin Jacobs with a couple of misses, a couple of offensive boards, and finally she gets the field goal to go down. Devin Jacobs now with 4 points in the basketball game. She is fouling the play here. Now Devin Jacobs will go to the free throw line. We're trying to make this a 3-point play. The foul goes on Allison Schmidt. That's going to be her third foul for the Tigers. Jacobs' free throw is up there. It's good. So a 3-point play by Devin Jacobs, and now it's an 8-point ball game again at 43-35 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the third quarter from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Why not? We'll apply some pressure here at backcourt. Crone races the ball across the midcourt stripe. Crone has the basketball tipped away right into the media row here. And a turnover on Osmond. That's going to be the 10th turnover on the Tigers here in the ball game. They're going to play it in right in front of us here. And now we got a timeout called. A timeout's going to be called. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Osmond 43, why not 35? You're listening to high school basketball today on ESPN Radio.
You just never know when accidents will happen. But when they do, you can always rely on Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Whether it's for your auto, home, life, business, or farm, Ellerbrock Norris Insurance has the coverage Nebraska families have relied on since 1906. Call us at 888-302-2461 or visit us online at ellerbrocknorris.com for an insurance quote today. We have locations in Hastings, Kearney, Omaha, and Lincoln. Stop in today to see how Ellerbrock Norris can help you.
Back at the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. High school basketball today brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations to serve you. So why not play things in? Ashley Heine has got the ball. Osmond has got an 8-point lead, 43-35. There's Samantha Weisler. She throws it down on the baseline. to Higgins. And now an entry pass inside. And a jump ball is going to be called. They got it inside to their big post player in there, Devin Jacobs, and she is tied up in the play. Arrow is playing in favor of Osmond, so we'll come back the other way. Wynott has now turned the ball over 11 times here in the basketball game. 11 turnovers as well on Osmond. Tigers are still shooting a pretty healthy percentage, 68% from the field so far here in this ball game. They have hit 15 out of their 22 shots as the Tigers come back the other way. Here's a Brianna Cum with the ball. Cum gets it to Laurel Krohn. Krohn picked up there by Heine. Krohn launches up a three-pointer straight through the hole. A three-pointer thrown up there. Laurel Krohn now with 18 points in the ball game. Osmond now leading 46-35, back to an 11-point lead. Ashley Heine with the ball. Ashley Heine to the far sideline to Zoe Hymas, who's into the ball game now. Hymas goes to the far sideline again, brings it back to Hymas. Hymas dribbles with the ball, moves to her right, gives it into the hands of Heine. Heine back out on top now. The Weasler pounds it inside. There's a shot by Schulte. It's going to be no good. Donald for the rebound. It is loose. 2 3-pointers to the deck, and a timeout's going to be called here at the bottom of the stack down there. I think was Abby or Ashley Heine. Timeout is called from the Wynott bench to save the possession. A minute and 13 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take another break with a score. Osmond 46, Wynott 35.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Our girls' state tournament coverage being brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Tom Dinsdale Automotive featuring Chevrolet, GMC, BMW, Cadillac, and Hallmark trailers. 1:13 to play here in the third quarter of the Class D2 state championship game today. Osmond has got the lead over Wynott. There's a three-pointer from the deep right corner, straight through the hole. It's through there. Samantha Weasler throwing up her first tray of the day. She's got 9 points here in the ball game. It's now 46-38. Wynott back within 8 points here. They will not go away. Osmond has got the ball. Krohn has got it at the elbow, right side. Gets it to a Schutler. Schutler back to the right side of the lane to Allison Schmidt. Looking inside, they get the ball to Stukrath. He can't control it. It goes out of bounds. Turnover number 11 on Osmond. So now with 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter, Wynott will inbound the ball. The Osmond Tigers are out on top by a score of 46-38. Here comes Ashley Heine back with the ball here for Wynott. Brings it into the forecourt. Osmond still hunkered down, and that's a zone defense. Right wing, Samantha Weasler moves it down on the baseline with the ball down there to Schulte. Now with 30 seconds to play, Weasler has got a baseline jumper up there. Rattles off, no good. Higgins had the rebound. She lost it. It's loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Wynott's basketball. Last touch down there by Osmond. That was Brianna Combe down there trying to grab the ball for the Tigers. It's going to be Wynott inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Looking to get things in. They do. Out here to Heine for three. Her shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Schulte. Her pass down on the baseline is deflected away by Higgins. Now a jump ball is going to be called. Higgins down there with Laurel Krohn. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Wynott. So again, the Blue Devils will have a chance here. With 15.7 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 46-38. Osmond has got the lead. They get things in the corner. There's Heine. Shot up there from three. It's going to be no good. Krohn grabs the rebound. Krohn dribbles to the corner. Now will bring things up. 8 seconds to go. Krohn across the midcourt stripe with five. Krohn has still got the ball. Dribbles into the lane. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Schulte. And Schulte launches one from backcourt. It's going to be no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. The Class D2 state championship game today. After three quarters, the score is Osmond 46. And Wynott 38. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on ESPN Radio.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Girls State Tournament coverage on ESPN Radio being brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive and DinsdaleAuto.com, by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, and by Bob Sass Flowers of Hastings. Class D2 state championship ball game. Osmond looking for their first ever state championship in girls basketball. They've got the lead over Wynot 46-38. And Osmond has got the ball as they come back the other way. Laurel Crone has got the ball tipped loose, but Crone picks her back up. Dribbles inside the free throw circle, down the lane. Dishes off on the baseline to Schutler. Her shot is up and in. Paige Schutler scores on a little short jumper off of the left baseline. Got a five-footer. That's her third field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. Osmond back out to a 10-point lead, 48-38. Weisler with the ball on the wing. Weisler dribbles once. High arcing pass back out between the circles. Erica Burbach has got it. Burbach over on the right side to Weisler. Weisler takes it down to the baseline. There's a feed into Schulte. Twisting and turning. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound Schulte. Follow shot good. Maggie Schulte working hard in there. She finally gets it to go down on her third attempt. She's now got 9 points in the basketball game for Wynot. It's a 48-40 score. Wynot's won the state championship the last 2 years in a row here in Lincoln. They're trailing now 48-40. There's Crone trying to force up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Laurel Crone is fouled there. That's going to be team foul number 5. On the Blue Devils of Wynot, so a non-shooting situation here. That's going to be Osmond playing things in, baseline right side underneath her own basket. Samantha Weisler picking up the personal foul for Wynot. That's going to be her fourth. So Weisler is going to check out of the ball game now. Here comes Shelby Hoogstein back in there for the Blue Devils. Osmond will play things in, baseline right side. Schutler, Paige looking to inbound the ball. It's going to be deflected right back out of bounds. Grabbing the ball there was Ashley Heine for Wynot. She steps on the end line. So now they're going to go to the left side of the basket down here on the baseline. Schutler will inbound the ball for Osmond. Gets into the corner to Brianna Cum. Covered up down there in the corner. She's in trouble. Now Cum loses control of the ball. And we've got a timeout called here. A timeout called by the Osmond coaching staff here on the near sideline. And we got a timeout called here with 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Osmond 48, Wynot 40.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
Crompton won the Class C2 state championship today, 43-31 over Hastings St. Cecilia. Bridget Arnes led the way for Crompton. She scored 20 points in the ball game. Allison Arnes had 11. Hastings St. Cecilia led by Alyssa Schropp, and she scores 11 points in the game. St. Cecilia hit only 23% of their shots in that ball game. Crompton not much better, 30.8%. St. Cecilia being hounded on the boards. In fact, they lose that war 42-28. That was the story of the game. There's a shot from the right side. It's going to be no good by Gutz. He's back into the ball game. So Carissa Gutz has got 4 personal fouls. He's back in there now. They're in the fourth quarter for Osmond. Still 6:40 to play. They're in the fourth quarter. Schulte's got the ball at the top of the key. Hands it away to Ashley Heine. Ashley Heine reverses the ball. Comes over here now to Burbach. Burbach, rainbow pass down in the corner. Hoogstein for 3. Shot good. Shelby Hoogstein throwing up a 3-pointer from the deep left corner. Wynot back within 5 points. This is as close as they have been since early in the ball game. As Osmond jumped out to a first quarter lead of 16-8. It's now down to 5 points at 48-43, and Osmond loses the ball out of bounds. Laurel Crone moves the ball out of bounds. That's 12 turnovers now on the Osmond Tigers. Playing the ball right in front of us is going to be Erica Burbach as she will get things in. Here comes Wynot with a chance to slice into a five-point lead, 48-43. Good one going today. In Class D2, Burbach dribbles to the elbow, bounce pass down low to Schulte. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound, follows, shoots and scores. Maggie Schulte, now the 11 points in the ball game. Wynot back within three. 48-45 is the score. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Now both sides up on their feet here. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Top of the mark, no good by Gooch. And the rebound comes down here to Wynot. The Blue Devils can tie with a three-point field goal here. Here comes Ashley Heine back into the forecourt. Osmond stays with their zone defense. Here's Burbach with the ball. Burbach at the top of the key throws it down in the corner. Hoogstein climbs the ladder to grab that one. Nearly thrown out of bounds. Hoogstein gets the ball back here. Erica Burbach has got it here. Ashley Heine now at the top of the key. 48-45 is the score. Osmond has got a three-point lead. Over here on the wing on the right side is Burbach. Erica Burbach holding the ball. Looking inside, nothing there. Hoogstein has got top of the key. Dribbles it right side of the lane. Back out to Burbach. Back inside is Schulte. Drops the ball down low. Scrambles for the ball. We're going to have a jump ball called here. As they try to go down to Kelsey Higgins. Down to the baseline. Good pass there by Schulte, but it was covered up there by Osmond. And a jump ball is called, but the arrow pointing in favor of Wynot. So the Blue Devils will play things in. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. There's Schulte with the ball. Deep left corner. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebounded on the weak side. It is loose. It goes out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved there by Brianna Cum. Her pass is going to be tipped. It's picked up by Wynot. Going for the basket, and we got a whistle, and we've got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Osmond. It's going to go on Crone. That's going to be her third personal foul. It's team foul number 5 on Osmond. It's going to be Wynot inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're down to 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Heine down in the corner to Burbach for three. Her shot is up there. It is good, and she's fouling the play. That one rattles around the rim and finally goes down through the hole, and Burbach is fouling the play. It's a three-point play. We've got ourselves a tie ball game at 48 points apiece. Erica Burbach throwing up the tray from deep in the left corner. A personal foul is called there on Allison Schmidt. She was all over Burbach and picks up the personal foul. And now Burbach will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play, four-point play. Her shot is up and in. Burbach knocks down the four-point play there for the Wynot Blue Devils. A four-point play, and Wynot has come from a 15-point deficit in the first half, and they've got the lead now. 4 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's Wynot 49, Osmond 48. There's a feed to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Gooch with the ball. Takes it down on the baseline. Back outside to Gooch. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound. Crone has got it. She is knocked down in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. So Osmond, they're still trailing in the ballgame at 49-48. Look at their shooting numbers. Still hitting 63% for the ballgame, and they're losing. They're hitting 75% of their three-pointers. And they're down by one now here in the fourth quarter at 49-48. Osmond will play it in. They get it over here to Cum as she dribbles the ball into the lane, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Wynot. And that's going to be team foul number 7 now on the Blue Devils, so we're going to have some free throws. Brianna Cum will go to the free throw line. She's got 11 points in the contest so far. So Brianna come to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Looks at the basket, throws it up there. The shot is around the rim and down through the hole. 8 out of 10 from the free throw line today for Brianna come. That ties up the ball game, 49 points apiece. 4 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Class A state championship game is coming up next. Next shot is up there is good. That gives Osmond a one-point lead now at 50-49. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play as the Wynot comes back into their offensive zone over here on the wing. That's going to be a Weasler with the ball. Dumps it down low. Schulte has got it. Back out to top of the key to Burbach. Now to Heine for three. Shot good. Ashley Heine knocks down her third three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 11 points. Wynot goes out on top again in the seesaw battle here in the fourth. 52-50. Wynot with a two-point lead just by the four-minute mark. There's a Schutler with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Schutler trying to dribble inside. Can't do it. Schuettler picks up the loose ball. Now she sends it inside, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Schuettler picks up the loose ball, trying to send it inside to Laurel Crone. She was knocked out of the play. A traveling violation is called here on Laurel Crone. That's going to be turnover number 14 in the ball game for Osmond. 3 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Wynott's got a two-point lead, and now a foul is going to be called as the Wynott was trying to inbound the ball. Devin Jacobs was knocked down here on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called here on Osmond. That's going to go on. Well, they're going to call a foul here on Wynott. It's going to go on Ashley Heine. That's going to be her third. And going to the free throw line for Osmond is going to be Laurel Crone. Crone has got 18 points in the ball game. Her free throw is up there. It's going to be off the mark, and it's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Higgins. So we got a two-point ball game. Wynott leading by two, 52-50. Wynott has got the ball. There's Ashley Heine being attacked out here, and finally a foul is going to be called. Laurel Crone trying to jar the ball loose from Ashley Heine. He picks up the personal foul. That's going to be four fouls now on Crone. Going to the free throw line is going to be Ashley Heine for Wynott. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She's 5 out of 6 in the state tournament so far in free throws. Her shot is up there. That's going to be off of the mark, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Crone. She has it ripped loose. Now a foul is called. Crone actually came down with a rebound, but ripping the ball out of there was Kelsey Higgins, and then she's fouling the play. Higgins will go to the free throw line now for Wynott. So Crone had the ball, and she lost it to Kelsey Higgins, and now I think we're going to have a timeout called here. As the head coach for Osmond is up in front of the bench, that is Michael Brown. I think he wants to call a timeout, or he just wants to talk with the official. No, it's going to be Crone coming to the bench now with her fifth personal foul. And Crone is going to come to the bench now, and Osmond does want to call a timeout now. So Osmond wants to call a timeout with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the basketball game. Wynott has got the lead. It's the Wynott Blue Devils 52, Osmond 50. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on ESPN Radio.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
So Laurel Crone fouls out of the basketball game with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play for Osmond. She's been their leading scorer today. She got 18 points in the ball game, but now she's on the bench with 5 personal fouls, still with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. So the Osmond Tigers trying to win their first ever state championship in girls basketball and their fourth appearance here in the state tournament. Boy, it looked like everything was going their way. They had built a 15-point lead in this ball game today. But right now it's a 2-point deficit as Wynott has got the lead. As Kelsey Higgins going to the free throw line now for the Blue Devils. Set to the free throw line, and shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And she'll have two shots here. Osmond grabs the ball, but then the official is stepping in here. Kelsey Higgins will have one more. She is now 12 out of 14 on free throws during the state tournament so far in the last couple of days. Kelsey Higgins will have one more shot here. Looks at the basket, throws it up there, and the shot is around the rim. Falls off, no good. Bound for the rebound. It is loose in the lane. We've got a jump ball, and the arrow is plugged in favor of Osmond. The Tigers will inbound the ball. 3 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the game. Wynott 52, Osmond 50. Crompton won the Class C2 state championship earlier today over Hastings St. Cecilia, 43-31. There comes Osmond. They bring the ball back into their offensive zone. Osmond has got the ball out here. That's a Gooch with it now. Carissa Gooch still playing with 4 personal fouls. Goes to Brianna Cum out here in 3-point territory. Dribbles it to the top of the key. Now spins down the right side of the lane. She is tripped on a play. And a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called there on Brianna Cum. That's going to be 15 turnovers on the Osmond Tigers. Wynott comes back with the basketball in this Class D2 state championship game. Ashley Heine has got the ball. Ashley Haney back in the offensive zone. Feeds it to the far sideline. That's Burbach with the ball. Burbach stops. Goes to Schulte. The free throw line. Dumps it down low to Jacobs. Her shot is up and in. Well, that's Higgins. That's Kelsey Higgins in there now. She gets the feed from Schulte at the free throw line. Higgins gets the field goal. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Wynots leading by 4 points now at 54-50. Here's Gooch with the ball. She dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops on the baseline, throws up a shot. It's going to be wild, no good. Rebound comes down to Burbach. Erica Burbach running her back now for the Blue Devils of Wynots. Trying to win the state championship again here in Class D2. Far sideline is going to be Maggie Schulte. Outside now to Ashley Heine. Why not going to be in any hurry to throw up a shot here? We're down to 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. In the fourth quarter, they've got a four-point lead, 54-50. Schulte has got the ball out here now. She dribbles on the far sideline. Stops, gets it back out to Samantha Weisler, who's back into the ball game. The ball is poked loose from behind. And it's going to be picked up here by Osmond. That's a Brianna come with a ball. A turnover, and now Osmond comes back, and they are, let's see if we're going to have a personal foul called. Come was then knocked down in the play. Kelsey Higgins, I think, is the guilty party for Why Not. Higgins picks up her second personal foul. And now Osmond is in the one-and-one situation here. That is the ninth team foul called on Why Not here in the ballgame. And going to the free throw line is going to be Brianna Come. She's been there a lot today. 9 out of 11 from the free throw line. You got 13 points in the ballgame. Brianna Come looks up there. There's a shot. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Schulte. So Come misses a free throw. Why not? Still got a four-point lead at 54-50. We're down to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Now Why Not wants to call a timeout. Their head coach Steve Weisler calls the timeout over there for the Blue Devils. A minute and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Why Not 54, Osmond 50.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, a big, big fourth quarter here for Why Not. They have outscored Osmond 16-4. 16-4 here in this quarter. And Osmond now trails Why Not by a score of 54-50. Why Not, the two-time defending state champs in Class D2. Looking to beat Osmond. For a three-peat here. Osmond looking for their first ever state championship and their fourth appearance in the girls' state high school basketball tournament. Why Not with wins over Giltner and Lindsay Holy Family so far this week. Osmond has beaten Deschler and the top seed in Class D2, Fall City Sacred Hearts. So Why Not will play things in here on the near sideline and get it to a Maggie Schulte. Schulte being checked in backcourt. Now a foul is going to be called. And it goes on Gooch. She's gone. Carissa Gooch, I think, is going to be hit with a personal foul. And that's going to be all she wrote for Carissa Gooch. So she becomes the second member of the starting five to foul out. They'll join Laurel Crone on the bench now. So there goes a majority of their offensive firepower right out of the lineup. Gooch leads with 11 points. Scored all 11 in the first half. Has not played a whole lot today. She's been in foul trouble most of the way. Under the ball game now is going to be Krista Stukrath that's going to come in there. There's a Maggie Schulte at the free throw line. It's a four-point lead for Why Not. Schulte looks up there. The shot is good. Maggie Schulte now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line today. She's 14 out of 16 from the free throw line during the state tournament. She got 12 points in the ball game. Why Not now with a 5-point lead. Next shot is up there. Good. Osmond has got to be sick. They had this game in the bank. Going into the fourth quarter and a big run here by Osmond, or rather by a Why Not in the fourth and final period. And Osmond's now trailing by 6 points at 56-50. Stukrath has got the ball. Now to Schuttler, moves it over here on the wing on the left side. Remember, most of their offensive punch now on the bench with five personal fouls. Krohn has got the ball. Krohn down to Schuttler. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Higgins, and she's going to be called for palming the ball, basketball, coming back the other way. Wynott has now turned the ball over 13 times in the ball game. That is the 17th turnover on Osmond. 56-50. Wynott's got the lead now with a minute and 11 seconds to play here in this one. There's a Brianna Cum in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's good. Brianna Cum scores. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Or check that, 15 points in the ball game. 56-52. And now here's a foul down the far sideline. That's going to go on Cum. That's going to be her first. All these fouls are going to send Wynott to the free throw line. Wynott has done a great job in the state tournament hitting free throws. Coming into the ball game here today, they had hit 33 out of 41 free throws in the state tournament, right around 80%. Wynott is 10 out of 14 from the free throw line today. So free throws have been the story for Wynott in this contest and throughout the state tournament. The shot is up to this time. We jinxed him. Ashley Heine has one rim off of there, no good. She'll get one more. She's now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ashley Heine has got 11 points in the ball game. Had 11 the other night against Giltner as well. Did not score yesterday in that win over Lindsay Holy Family. Next shot is up there. That one hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. So Heine now with 12. The Wynott lead is 5. 57-52. Now with 53 seconds to play. Here's Cum with the ball. Cum's pass is going to be deflected, and it's brought down here by Higgins. Now a foul is called. Brianna Cum trying to drive the ball down the lane and trying to dish her off there. And a turnover on Osmond. That's going to be their 18th turnover of the ball game. Personal foul is going to be called here. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Osmond has went, what, nearly 6 minutes, over 6 minutes, without hitting a basket in this ball game. It's 57-52. They had some free throws, but have not hit a basket for about 6.5 minutes of this basketball game. Here's Higgins to the free throw line. Rims off of there, no good. Higgins now zipped for three from the line today after going 12 out of 13 in the first two games. Kelsey Higgins back to the free throw line for Wynott. 57-52. Wynott's got a 5-point lead over Osmond today. Here comes the next shot by Higgins. It's out there. That one is good. Straight down through the hole. 58-52. Now with 45 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's a Brianna Cum with the ball. A running one-hander down the lane. Up there, no good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down there by Schulte. Maggie Schulte with the ball now for Wynott to the far sideline. Jaime has got it. Gets the ball ahead to Burbach. She drives, shoots, and scores. Erica Burbach scoring there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. 25 seconds to play. Wynott has got an 8-point lead. 60-52. Osmond comes back with the ball. On the wing is Stukrath. Stukrath now to come. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. It's going to be Osmond playing it in. Osmond had as much as a 15-point lead in the basketball game today. Wynott's now got an 8-point lead. 60-52, down low. They get it to Stukrath. They threw it too far. It's out of bounds. Stukrath can't grab it here on the baseline. And now Wynott wants to call a timeout. Wynott going to be a three-peat champion right here in Class D2 in girls high school basketball. We've got a timeout. 11 seconds to play. Let's take a quick break here. Wynott 60, Osmond 52.
Mobile Bank All is here, exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features, securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the better bank, Five Points Bank.
Wynott has outscored Osmond in the fourth quarter, 22-6. It's now 60-52. Wynott's got the lead. As Wynott will inbound the ball one more time. This is going to be Burbach with it here in backcourt. Burbach dribbles to the far side with 7 seconds. Burbach into the forecourt. Now with 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and Wynott wins the Class D2 state championship for the third year in a row. Wynott wins the state championship, denying Osmond their first state crown in girls basketball. Wynott a three-peat champion here in the girls state high school basketball tournament. Boy, they did it with a big fourth quarter as they beat Osmond today. Final score, Wynot 60, Osmond 52. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on ESPN Radio.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a Division Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from auto owner's insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Championship number two decided here today. Why not? Wins the Class D2 state crown. They won it in 2005, 2011, 2012, and now 2013. So the fourth state title for Why Not here today as they use a big fourth quarter. And they outscore Osmond in that fourth and final period, 22-6. As the Why Not wins by the score of 60-52. Here in the Class D2 state championship game. Leading the way for Why Not today was Maggie Schulte. She scores 13 points in the game. Ashley Heine, she had 12. The other scorers for Why Not, we see Erica Burbach, she had 9 points. Samantha Weisler, she had 9 points. 6 for Devin Jacobs, 5 points for Kelsey Higgins, 3 points for Shelby Hoekstein, and 3 points for Zoe Hymus. Osmond, they were led today by Laurel Crone as she scores 18 points in the ball game. She fouled out with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Then we had 15 points for Brianna Cum, 11 points for Carissa Gooch. She fouled out with 1 minute and 40 seconds to play. The other scores for Osmond, we see Paige Schutler. She scores 6 points in the game today. And Allison Schmidt, she scores 2. So Osmond finishes the season with a mark of 19 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Why Not Blue Devils, they win for the third straight year. Why Not will end the season with a mark of 25 wins and 4 losses. Shooting numbers in the ball game today. Osmond ended up shooting 18 out of 33 from the field, 54%. Remember, they were at 75% at halftime, and they cooled down. They ended up shooting 18 out of 33, 54.5%. Why Not wins the game shooting 43% from the floor. They were 20 out of 46. Osmond was 3 out of 6 on three-pointers for 50%. Why Not also 50% from behind the arc as they knocked down 8 out of 16 from three-point range. Osmond was 13 out of 17 from the free-throw line. They had a 76% percentage there. Meanwhile, Why Not was 12 out of 18 from the line for 66%. The rebounds, Why Not wins that war 26-20 over Osmond. The Tigers, they had 18 turnovers in the ball game, 13 for the Blue Devils. Osmond had 2 block shots and 7 steals. Why Not had 2 block shots and 11 steals. A 22-8 run for the Why Not Blue Devils in the fourth quarter of play propels them to their third straight state championship in girls basketball. They beat Osmond today by a score of 60-52. And Crompton winning the first ball game over Hastings St. Cecilia to take the Class C2 state title. Final score there was 43-31. We've got plenty more yet to come here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. In fact, the Class A state championship game is coming up next, and it'll be a dandy as Lincoln Southeast will take on Bellevue West. That one's scheduled to tip off at 1 o'clock today. We're not going to make it as we got the presentation of the awards and the state championship trophies on the floor right now here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So we'll have that Class A state championship game coming up in about 30 minutes from right now from Lincoln. We'll be back with you here on ESPN Radio. But again, the winners of the Class D2 state championship game, the Why Not Blue Devils, as they knocked off the Osmond Tigers today by a score of 60-52. We'll be back here in a little bit. You're listening to the Girls State Tournament today on ESPN Radio.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball for the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Letter to a Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production, brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of the podcasts on our Platte River Radio network of stations, go to ESPNSuperstation.com.
Lose 7 to 15 pounds in 7 days.